Hello, my name is Lily Gilbert. This podcast is part of our Eco Wardrobe Accelerator Guide. It's about how to dispose of your clothing, and after listening to it, you should have a good idea of the most sustainable way to say goodbye to the things you don't need anymore. So the first option, and probably the most exciting one, is to sell your unwanted clothing. There are traditional secondhand stores in your local area, local groups on, for example, Facebook or even WhatsApp. And more, there are brilliant peer-to-peer online selling platforms. There's the likes of eBay and Carousel. There are dedicated clothing sites like ThredUp. And there are also brilliant designer clothing and handbag selling platforms, such as Vestiaire Collective, Veed Dressing, and Style Tribute. Now, if you can't sell on your clothing, another option is to donate it. In my opinion, a targeted approach can be much better than donating to a charity shop or putting in an in-store recycling bin. It's true that some garments donated this way are bought, but more often they end up being passed on to a middleman who trades them on. Actually, up to 70% of donated clothes end up in Africa, where they're either sold in markets or just burned. The problem is there are actually more clothes in the world than people who need them. So a targeted approach would be much better, finding people who you know are going to appreciate and use the clothes. I sort out my sports clothes in one go and I post them on a sports WhatsApp or Facebook group. You can bundle kids' clothes together by age and offer them in children's groups. Organise a swish with your friends, which is where you all bring the clothes that you don't want and need anymore, and you swap them with one another. I've even been known to take something off that I was wearing when somebody said they liked it and gave it to them. Just thinking, winning, that's that out of my wardrobe, done. A third option is actually to rent out your clothing. So if you have something like designer clothing or designer handbag, you can put it on a peer-to-peer or a rental platform for a company that will actually come and collect it, give it to somebody who wants to rent it, and then bring it back to you and pay you a rental fee. These are just starting to come about now. One great example is Style Theory. The fourth option is to repurpose. You don't have to just think about passing on your clothing as it is. You can repurpose it in your own home and replace something that you needed to buy. For example, you can cut clothing into rags for cleaning. You can use it as wrapping paper, or you can strip it into ribbons. Look that up. It's absolutely gorgeous, fabric-wrapped gifts. You can cut into toys or blankets for teddies. You can use it as sewing practice if that's your new hobby. My mindset is always to avoid buying if there's a waste stream in my house which can be utilised. It's often more beautiful and it's certainly more delightful. And the final option is that fully biodegradable clothes can actually be composted. So this means things like 100% cotton, linen, bamboo, silk. Just check the label for content. First, cut the item into small strips so it'll break down quicker, and remove any non-biodegradable parts such as polyester thread or metal zips, and then put the item in your compost bin or bury it in the garden. It'll be completely disappeared in 1 to 5 months. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you found that interesting. Goodbye.